Tuesday, 21st of April, Kofzai Nissen, Rabbi Reuben Stepski, Mokram Kavula Tvila.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to speak this morning about Inyan Kavias Mokram for Tvila. And it's one of the things Chazal say, Srichin Chizuk, is Tvila. You know, Tvila is something we do very regularly. It's easy to come by rote and habitual. So we need a chizuk. So hopefully, myself and preparing this year, to get a bit of chizuk, hope I can share with you some ideas. We all know the great power of Tvila and the opportunity we have. I heard about a beautiful idea. It says that Tvila is the Shabbos three times a day. Three times a day you can have an opportunity. The morning, middle of the day, in the evening, can have a Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Switch off from everything else and just connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Switching off and connecting. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that if you want a chizuk in something, the best thing to do is to learn the halachas. Take an Indian in halacha and learn it through. And obviously, by learning the halacha, a person comes to strengthen himself in the Indian. That's number one. And also, there's a special, the aura of Torah itself is a mechazik. So we start with the Rambam. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Hei, Shmoina Devorim Sarech HaMispalel Lizar Behen. Eight things a mispalel needs to be careful about, V'la Soysan, to do them. However, he says the Rambam, Be'im Haya Dochuk or Nenas, if he's pushed, it's a difficult situation, or then something comes his way, or if for some reason he's over and he doesn't actually do these things, ain ma'akfin. He doesn't mark if he still yoses tefillah, and he said, okay, what are these eight things which the Rambam's talking about? Of course, these eight things are special things, external factors, and to the situation to help us daven with kavanah. So he says as follows, Eruhei, number one, Amida, standing up. Of course here the Rambam is talking about particularly Shemoneh Esrei. So number one condition is the halacha of standing up. Number two, Noichach HaMikdash, depending where you are, facing Eretz Yisrael, you know, so facing Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim facing Kodesh Kodoshim. Number three, Tikkun HaGuf, the position of one's body during davening, feet together, eyes down, etc. The whole debate about shuckling, does it help one in this tefillah or not? Number three, tikkun hamalbushim, he says the manner of dress, the person wearing his work clothes, for example. Tikkun hamokah, the fourth one is tikkun, the place to daven, i.e., for example, davening on top of a tree, it's discussed, are you already picking oranges on top of a tree? Or you're in a high crane somewhere building. Can you daven up there? Can you daven a place or a window? There should be windows in the shul, all these sort of dinim, facing in the front of the wall, less distractions, etc. Hashomis hakol, the volume of one's voice during, should be a whisper that one can hear, but only he can hear. Vachriya, the bowings, and also vishtachavoya, and the prostrations, which we're not like today. I'd like to talk about tikkun hamokom, and about particularly in the place. So, we'll start the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says as follows. Davvav Amad Beis. Famous Gemara. Omer Chalba and Omer Rav Huna. Kol HaKaveya Mokam Netzfilosai. Anybody who fixes the Mokam for his tefillah, and we said it's talking about Shemun Ezra Lechora, Elokei Avram Be'ezra. Said that everyone knows, said the God of Avram will help him. And the Rashi learns, as we'll see in a minute from the Gemara, if a person fixes a place in davening, says Rashi, like, why will the God of Avram help him? Shekova Mokam Tfilosai, because Avram fixed his place, so if we daven, and the same with Avram Avinu will do, so Hashem will help us, just like he helped Avram Avinu. That's how Rashi learns. And here's an interesting thing from the Gemara, and when this person leaves this world, this heavenly voice comes up in Olam Haba or whatever it is, and he says, Eyonov, Ey Chosid, woe for the loss of the Onov, woe for the loss of the Chosid, Mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu, he is one of the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. And then the Gemara goes and says, Avraham Avinu, how do you know that Avraham Avinu fixed his age? Menolon to cover Mokom. Tiksiv, the Pasuk says, Yashkim Avraham Baboykel Amokom Asher Omad Shom. Avraham went, got up in the morning, and he went to the place where he stood. And he goes, Ve'ein Amida la Tefillah, and where it says Amad, it means Tefillah, as we know from the Pasuk in Tehillah, Ve'yamad Pinchas Ve'yalel, and Pinchas got up, and he davened. So Avraham got up early in the morning, and he went to the place Asher Omad, where he davened. And that's after Sodom, which is an interesting concept in itself, that he went back to the place to daven, where he wasn't answered, which is a discussion for itself. Okay, so that's the Gemara with the Rashi. Now, it's an interesting thing. The Talmidei Rabbi Yonah asked a question here. Let's just go a little bit of on the Rashi. It's in Daf Gimel Amud Beis in the Rif, and there's a beautiful Rabbi Yonah there. In the middle of there, it's Divrei Maskil Kol Kvei Mokom. V'yesh Makshir. He asks a question. He says, we say here, if such a person who fixes his place in Tefillah, then there'll be a heavenly voice will come out for him, the Mashiach, when he's left this world, and that he's an on-off, and he's a chosid. So he says, V'chimit nezeh bilvad, m'sapri machem mitosa, yishavach gadol kezeh, such a great praise, he's a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. Just what did he do? He went to Yudavon in the same place. That's all you have to do. And he says, there's a whole story about Shmuel HaKotan, and what he had to do, we know how Shmuel HaKotan was, and he was worried that the Shekhinah should be on his face, but his generation wasn't like of such a thing. So how can we say, and he did a lot to achieve that, the Heich Omru Bekan, how can we say, here just by doing one small thing, Sha'orim Al Kol Odom, Sha'kaveh Mokam Yuchad, that any person who just fixes a place for davening, that he gets such an amazing thing happens to him. And the Rabbi Yonah says like this, V'yesh loyma, Shaloi omru b'avol kaviyas mokum bilvad. It's not said, the Gemara's not talking about here just fixing it. You don't get a heavenly voice come at such thing, get called Talmid Avraham Avinu just for fixing place. Elorot saloyma, you know what it means? Shekokach medakbek b'tefilosai, he was so particular in his tefillah, shegamba zehu nisa, that also in this, it's an afilu, even a kvei mokum, and according to how Rabbi Yonah learns, he actually says this halacha applies only in your house, not in the shul. We've seen him in Rabbi Yonah, see on the halacha side. So he says, even a person, he's careful, if for some reason didn't end up going to shul, he ends up always saying, even in that case, he's nisar to make his tefillah a mokum yuchat. And he says, why would a person be so careful over here? So he says, you know why? Because if a person loves davening so much, he loves connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person loves to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he must be as the Midav Anova. To stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect to Hashem needs Anova, needs his butlers. The person needs to subjugate himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only such a way as would first be Mekubal. As the Pasuk says, Zivchel him Ruach Nishpora. But it's Mamash a Korban to Hashem. If a person dances with a Ruach Nishpora, with a broken heart. And he says, and therefore, he says, Kibben Shazocha La'anova, if a person is particular about his davening, it must be there's an onov. If a person has anova, the next level, see the Gemara says in the Anova de Zorah, Brysa, or Pinchas Ben Yoy, he says, the person is Zoycha to Chasidus. And that's what the Gemara says here, if a person is fixing a place in davening, even if he fixes a place in davening, even if he ends up at home, even if he ends up in a difficult situation, he's particularly, even in that halacha, then he must be, he's an honor if he's careful there, and that will lead him to Chasidus. And we find here, he says, the last words of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah are, Nimshe Shavavu Dikdeka Tefillah Zoycha Le'ilu Hamas. Because it's particular in general about Tefillah, and this as well, they'll see this when he's nifter from the world, this heavenly voice will come out and praise him. So this is, maybe we have to understand the Gemara, such a praise for such a person, who's Kvei Mokom Tefillosu. Now, if we just look a little bit on the Inyan Havalacha, so the first part by Rabbi Yonah, she said he discusses that when exactly is this Chazal referring to? Kol Kaveh Mokom Tefilasai. See, he says, he's not talking about shul. He's not talking about Beis HaKnesses. Why? He says, because the whole shul is full of Kedusha. The whole shul is full of Kedusha. And therefore, a person doesn't need to be Muppet if he sits sometimes in this corner, sometimes in this corner, sometimes in this corner. It doesn't matter where he sits, because the whole place is full of Kedusha. So he says, what's it mean, Kodokvein Mokom Tzvila? He says, if a person ends up for davening, for some reason he ends up that he can't get to shul, or he's talking about a lady who doesn't go to shul, she'll ponder sometimes, if it would happen, to any achol in lechus beksekneses, a person in a place where there's no minyan, and he davenes in his house, then he should be miyachad mokom yedua lakach. He should miyachad a special mokom for it. And he brings here Yerushalmi, he says there's a mefurash Yerushalmi, and it says, any Buddhist kveh mokom letzvosoi bebeisoi, the Yerushalmi says, then when he davenes ki idem akifa mechitza shabazel, if he's surrounded by mechitza shabazel, and his tefillah is protected, and it will go all the way up. And that's what Chazal are talking about. He's talking about when a person's kveh mokom letzvosoi, it means in his house. I'm not sure you don't need to be mum. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. However, if you look in the Rosh in Brochus in Siman Zayin, so the Rosh says like this: Ein amida la tefila, says the Rosh. Loi boi lemeima. Chazal are not telling us here. When they say you've got to have a fixed place in for your tefillah, they're not telling us shehi rogelis palabesa kneses achas. They're not telling you should be machmir to davening one shul. They're not telling us that to davening one shul. Aval imhu mispalah ba'achas mishnei b'koyim shabedomir. But if you daven in one shul but in two different places, that's okay. It's not telling you din to daven, just fix a place in a shul. So you see clearly the Rosh says clearly he's talking about shul, number one. And he says he's not talking about where if a person davens in, saying you've got to daven in a fixed shul. But if you daven two different places, shul, it doesn't matter. So that's not the case. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. The opposite way now, there's another Yerushalmi, which we see in a minute, seems to be a steer in the Yerushalmi. He says, he brings down the Yerushalmi, he says, Sorach otim liyachid le'mokom v'veis hakneses. A person should miyachid in his place in the shul. Shenema, and he brings a posuk. And the posuk says, Vayhi David bo ad rosh. And David came to the top, Ashish Tachavesh Sham Lulikim, where he bowed down and prostrated himself to Hashem. And the Rosh makes a deal to the Yerushalmi, Hishtachavesh Loi Nema. He doesn't say, and David went to the place where, in Loshen Ov, it does say to that he went to the place where he did bow. And the Madani Yontav learns, if it would say where he did bow means, once he bowed, he fixed the place. It says, Yishtachavesh, which means, in the future, David went to the place where he will bow. He always goes to that Mokum. Always is Mokam Kavua. And this is the Mokam HaMikdash. So, here we're talking about here, says that according to the Rosh, that we're talking about the shul. And he says that the Chiddush is not just fixing one shul. It says even in the shul, you should have a fixed place in the shul. So if Machlokes, Rabbi Yonah says the Gemara is only talking about in your house. And the Rosh says he's talking about in the din is a din in the shul. Says the Madani Yontef, in Ois Pei. So firstly he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, interesting, he couldn't find the Yerushalmi which Rabbeinu Yonah quotes. Rabbeinu Yonah says the place should be fixed, a place in your house is, I couldn't find such a thing. Loi Mosasi B'Yerushalmi, I couldn't find it. But even if there is one, there is in the Chazal way, it's a stira. So he says, the two Yerushalmi, one Yerushalmi says, should be Kaveh Mokam is in your house, one is in the shul. So he says, that's not a problem. It's not a problem according to the Rosh. He says, because the Rosh is not Chaylik. He said, he refers to both. If you'd oven, his shul should be Kaveh Mokam. And if it happens, the person doubles at home, then his shul should be Kaveh Mokam. It's not a problem. But, he says, Avol Vadai, however, definitely he says, according to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yerushalmi, the Rosh quotes, he's definitely a Kasher. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, he says it's the halacha of the Gemara Tzumah Dafke in a home, but we've got Mefurash Yerushalmi, the Rosh quotes, it says, he's talking about the basic Knesses. So he leaves it on a Kasher on Rabbeinu Yonah. So I'd like to move next on to the Tur. Let's see what the Tur had. The Tur Paskins. The Tur in Or Chaim Siman Tzadik says as I. He says like this: V'yikva mokum l'tefilasei. You should fix a place for his tefillah. Shaloi shanehu, and you should not change it. Imloi l'sarach gadol. No, none of the other poskim being such a loshen. You shouldn't change it unless it's a great need. Now the brackets in the Torah says or l'tzarach mitzvah. He shouldn't change. And then he carries on and he explains, like the Rosh, he brings the whole din. He says that what a person has to fix a din. It's not just talking about a din to fix in the shul, to daven a regular shul, but he was talking about davening in the shul to have a mokum kavur. Sorech shiye makoimai, and this is his lashon, sorech shiye makoimai kavur v'yodua. A person needs to have his place in the shul fixed v'yodua nu. It's an interesting lashon, which Shulchan Aruch doesn't continue to bring that down. He says, his mokum should be kavua v'yodua. What does it mean, yodua? So, mashut of Reb Danny Kirsch, he suggests an idea. He said, but in tefillah, so there's two angles. There's bein odom l'mokum, of course. There's also bein odom l'chaver aspect. So he says, kavua v'yodua. Kavua means you have a fixed place. You and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yodua means between bein odom l'chaver. If you have a fixed place, you're known. And if you're not there in that minyan, then people phone you up, maybe it's not well, maybe it's not well, but the person's all over the place, nobody knows where he is. Kavua v'yadur. And as the Torah finishes, v'lo yeshiv ha-yom kan, you shouldn't sit today here in this place of a mocha v'akamacha, and tomorrow in a different place. No, you should have a fixed place here. So you see clearly the Torah paskens like the Rosh. And the Beis Yosef says clearly that the reason for the Torah goes like the Rosh is because that Gos Maimon also follows this way as well. And therefore, since the Rosh and Agos Maimon both agree, he says, Hachin Aktin, and that's how we hold, that the Halacha is talking about in the Shul. So, this is also how the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Simon Tzadik, Simon Tzadik, Halacha Yutes. And the Rambam changes, the Shulchan Aruch changes Lashon slightly, his Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Yikvah mokum the tefillah, so a person should fix a place for his tefillah. Shaloi shaneu, he shouldn't change it. Imloi le tzorich, let's say, sorry God, he shouldn't change it if it's not for a need, and we'll talk about this in a moment. Ve'ein dai b'mashik v'no b'isek, and it's not enough just to fix the shul, rather even his shul, he says, shekavur v'ar, yishorach shi eloi mokum kavur. You've got to have mokum kavur. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, as we said, like the Matan Yontif, that this is like the Rosh, and also if a person ends up davening in his house, yikvam bokum, he should also fix a place as well. So he's not excluding house, actually applies to both. And also the Mishnah Berurah adds, when we're talking about mokum kavur, he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, eifshelat tzamtzem, it's possible to get exactly, which is my four amas, do you want just to move up a little bit, because this is my... It doesn't, yes, some saying long, it doesn't have to be exact. Logs it within Dal Adamas, he quotes the Morgan over him. Now, as he said, the Tzur and the Shulchan Aruch use interesting notion. They say you shouldn't change your Mokon Kavua im Loida Tzorech, and this is for great, is for need, or the Tzur is the Tzorech Godel for great need. What does that mean? So here, for example, I think this would mean, it means a tzorech. For example, there's a visitor in the shul, someone's come, there's a simcha in the shul, or someone's in one's place, there's a visitor in one's mokum kavur. So rather than the cause machloikas or upset, then I'm sure many people have experienced such things, then it's of course, he said, then of course you can daven elsewhere, even if it means, post can be done, even if it means daven the other side of the shul out of your dala dhammas. So that's what's called a tzorech, for ben on the chaveru. And in fact, some shuls have a no fixed places policy. And there are a couple of shuls, there's no fixed place. Yom Minorim, you want a fixed place, if you get there on time, you can have your fixed place every day. But it is an interesting concept. There's also an interesting thing in the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says, in Simon Tzadik Ois Kuf Yud Ches, he says as follows. He says, if, for example, if it happened that while you're davening, there are people schmoozing, chas v'sholem, such thing, there are people there, tzurudimos, there are people there who are disturbing your tefillah. So he says, oz yishalim al koimoi, that's good, a mokum tzorech, and you can actually move, and you don't lose the segulas of mokum kavua. Because of course the whole reason for mokum kavua is to help you concentrate. So obviously, if it's going to take away your concentration by having that mokum kavua, he said, the Kaf HaChaim says you can actually move away from that. There's some interesting point brought out in Halicha Shloima Perchamishi by Rav Shlomo Zalman Neubau, Sadi Rocha, and he says, interesting thing, he says, if you daven Shachris in one shul, Mincha in another shul, the Marv in another shul, is that called Kveya Mokum? So he says, yes it is, it's called Kveya Mokum. such a thing. Don't say even if in the morning you've done this place, in your mincha near your office, another place, and the marif where it works out with one's schedule, one's learning. He says that is considered, even three different shuls, three different tefillas, is considered kveya mokum. He also says that if a person does one shul be yom chol and another shul be yom shabbos, that's also mokum, and that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman actually himself was noyeg. Also, just the interesting thing, they bring in footnotes there that he was makbid, even though there's an inyan we said that he was makbid to daven, even one to daven in a shul dafka, even if there was a minyan of Abraham and Sof Yomov, when he was very shvach, he still made an effort always to go to the shul. There's some other times when he made exception to that. The case is there was he just got up from shiva on Motzi Shabbos, and he didn't want to go to the shul on Motzi Shabbos because it was worried for Marib still could be Avedis Bafahesia, it was going to be Mishana from his normal place. That's a shadow for itself. Okay, so that is Rav Shlomo Zalman, interesting thing. So those are some of the halachas. So we said there's a machloikas basically in the Gemara between the Rosh Rabbi and Yona. When does this apply? Does it apply? Is that din in anyone's house? Or is it a din in the shul and the house? And we said the poiskim seem to Shulchan Aruch and the Torah all seem to be, it's a din in both, seem to apply to both cases. And even in one shul, it's not just about fixing a shul, it's even fixing one place in the shul. What about the Talmud? Let's just have a look at some of the reasons for this. What's the point over here? So Pashtus would say the reason for Kaveh Mokum is to help a person concentrate. So the Shittu of the Kavetz HaChodosh, he brings down, he says that if a person's in new surroundings or different surroundings, it can cause him distraction, you know, looking around, and it can disturb one's kavanah and tefillah. So if he has one's fixed place, he's had a look there before. Which I know a particular Rav, whenever someone comes to see him or learn with him, and it's the first time in the house, he always leaves them in the room first. He says, yeah, come and take a seat. You know, I'm going to go and get a drink. Would you like a drink? And he goes out. He says, have a look around. So when after they learn, they concentrate on their learning. So it could be even a different place before you dive and have a look around. Okay? Now you can concentrate on the davening. So that's the Pashas, the reason. But there's interesting, another reason brought in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch brings in Simon Sadiches, Sif Dalad, and he says as follows, Hatfila hi b'makom korban. So tefillah is the place of the korban. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, one should be careful that his whole tefillah should be dugmas ha-korban. In many areas, and we can hold a list of examples, for example, kavona, just like a person to bring a korban, shouldn't have a machshav acheris, which could puzzle the kodshim. And same thing in davening, one should try and keep his himself focused. And also when a person should stand, like the avoider, in the base of Mishra, a person would stand, the koma stand. And he says, kaviyas mokum. Also when they offer our korbanos, kaviyas mokum. He says, kamoi korbanos, just like korbanos, shekol echad kavur me koma mishchitosai. Each korban had his own place, where for shchita, and matan doma, in the place where they do the zrikas adam. Everything would have its fixed place, and since the tefillah mokum korban, so we should do, that's why the inyan of kaviyas mokum. Let's have a look maybe on a deeper level. And the Slach brings down a beautiful idea. And he says like this, Slach on Brachos there, Davov. He says, Hamokom hahu. He says, the place, Sha'odam is Palosham, that a person davens in, Koina Kedusha. When a person's there and he's davening, every word that he utters, words of Kedusha, words of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes the place Kadosh. And he says, Ukum Shispala Boisam Mokum, when a person davens again in that place, Shuv Kedusha Samokum Messiah's Lord, then the Kedusha of that place will assist him and help him, Shetakubal Tfilosai. This Tfilah's answers. In other words, it's quantitative. But every daven in the same place, it's like all the other Tfilahs are there behind, it's not just like davening one Tfilah, all the other Tfilahs are there pushing through. Pushing through, it's like a turbo boost. Each Tfilah is there. It's a turbo boost for each of our tefillahs to help them to ascend before the kisei are covered. Each tefillah becomes more and more powerful when davening in the same place. And it's interesting that Degel Machaneh Ephraim in Parshas V'yeshev says that this roishem, which is left behind, this influence from our own davening, which is daven, stays in that place forever. It's there forever, lo'olam, he says. And as we learned, the chashivas davening yamachon tefillah, where sadikim have davened, mokam avoisav, There's also Hoshaila, there's Hoshaila back a person davening, what's davening is the place of his father, so Kibbut Abikam davening when he's alive, and the Shaila about Yerusha, does it go for Yerusha, can you be Yerush such a place, the Machom Kavur. So that just another time on a deeper level, so we've got the Slach who says the place itself when we daven is kind of Kedusha, and that influences the every other tefillah that we do. And then there's the fourth shot here from the Ari HaKadosh, and the Ari HaKadosh says as follows. He gives a moshel. He says there's a king and he wants to attack a city. It's a city surrounded by walls, and if he's wise and he's sending missiles, he's sending flaming torches, he says he's not going to send, if it's a chacham, he's not going to send at different areas of the wall. He's trying to pierce through the wall, then of course he's going to focus on one particular area of the wall until he breaks through. A tivhish would shoot an arrow here, an arrow there, he'll do such a thing. Says Dari HaKadosh, since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, he says that we have a Mechitzas HaBazel, a Choymas Bazel between us and Avinu Shabashamayim. Each tefillah that we send is like an arrow. Each tefillah, the Meshachachma says, it depends if it's a tefillah Chazal Kaveh, it's like a sword, and a person can get through much, it's like a double-edged sword. And the Meshachachma says, if it's a volat, it's our own loshon of our own tefillah, that's like an arrow. But each time we daven, we're trying to break through this wall. So of course, it makes sense. If we want to break through this wall, we've got to aim in the same place. If we want to break through, we want to penetrate this Mechisas HaBarzel. And eventually, maybe our tefillahs to penetrate through the Kiseh HaKovet. I'd just like to finish with a beautiful idea from the Oyv Yisrael. The Oyv Yisrael says that Abtarov, from Parshas Netzavim, he brings a beautiful explanation of this Chazal, where we said before, the one says, Ein Amida Ela Tefillah. So he says, it's a strange lashon. We said, we learned that Avraham Avinu, he davened in that place, because Ein Amida Ela Tefillah, and it comes up again, in later on in the Gemara Brachos, Ein Amida Ela Tefillah, and he says, what's going on over here? How we don't see this lashon Amida by any other person in Tefillah, it can't be, it's not a davar rig, there must be a reason for this. And he's got a very tifa Indian here, and he says that basically he says this is talk about tefillah, which is mamish when a person damish mon esra, he's mamish oimid beruma shaloylum. And he says that when a person davens on the highest level, a person knows that he goes through, and many stories printed the different olamas that a person goes through, asiya, yitzira, bria, then finally to the Lord of Atzidus when his mamish eats ala the kisei are covered. So he says as follows, there's a person's davening going through each level and he's coming close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Atzilus. So he says, a mensch is always called a holich. Should always be a holich, we're always on the move. Person should never stand still, person never wants to stand still. Person should always move upwards, spiritually, upwardly mobile, always growing, always improving, always on the move. So he says, there's only one time when a person can stand still. You know what that is? Shmoneh Esrei, because you can't go further. When a person's in Shmoneh Esrei, there's a midah, he's mamash. Eitz al HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the highest level. Ein Amida, there's no stopping. Person's always got to be shtagging, person's always been going all the way through tefillah. The only time a person can stand still, Ein Amida, Ela Tefillah. When a person's then he's standing there, he's following his tefillah through, and he's standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.